Time now to talk a bit of golf, or will we talk golf? I believe poor Gow may be down at the snow, TK. We should check in. Morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. How good was that last night? What sensational entertainment. Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it? We looked as though we were going to do it reasonably well in the second half, Gowie, with only 10 minutes to go, and then Queensland fought back.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous. On Twitter all overnight, all the Queenslanders, Rod Pantling, Ian Baker, Finch, Kari Webb, they're all just crying, and all the New South Welshmen, you know, Lonard and all of us that have been getting it from them for years, we're giving it back.
Yeah. Don't let them off the hook either.
Yeah. Not
just
one
keep, just keep giving it.
What about this young, well, he's not that young, is he? Matt Wolf, well, he is young. Matt Wolf last week.
Yeah, it's amazing. These three guys, the guy that ran second to, all out of Oklahoma State, and this other kid called Victor Hoblander, who, you know, he's come good too. He's probably the best out of the three. But Wolf, who's got this most amazing swing, if you get a chance, go onto YouTube, have a look. All the golf coaches cringe at this golf swing. It's got so many moving parts. It reminds me a lot of, you know, of Jim Furyk over the time. Everyone bagged the hell out of his swing, but he's, you know, gone on to make $60 or $70 million. But this Wolf, he got an invite, and he's got a go-off invite. He misses his second cut, and he sits in the hotel room and thinks, why did I turn pro? I should be still at college. All those doubts in his mind. But then he gets a 25-footer on the last for Eagle to beat Bryson DeChambeau, and he does it. It was quite amazing. He's gone from 1,659 in the world to 135 in the world, and watch out next 2 years. And I think this guy will become a bit of a cult hero with this golf swing because it reminds me a bit of yours, TK.
Well, there's way too many moving parts. But geez, he's not. It's not as bad as Jimmy Furyk, is it?
Oh, no, it's worse than Jimmy Furyk.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The really good bit of this golf swing is the actual the point of impact is quite incredible. I don't know how he gets it there. I've slowed it down a million times. I got sent this golf swing a couple of years ago, and you know, everyone's bagged the hell out of it over the last couple of years since he's been in college, and it's amazing. But you've got to have more than that. He's got guts. He's got a bit of charisma, this kid, and I think he'll bring a bit of life back because we're, you know, the USPGA Tour has got to think what's going to happen when Tiger packs it all in. We need some good players.
Okay. I tell you what, the coaches won't be happy if he has success with that swing.
Yeah.
Well, it's they're already talking about it. You know, what would you do with this Butch Harmon? And they're all saying nothing at the moment, but what would you do with it?
Yeah. 13-53-53. Now, call now. We've got the John Deere Classic, pretty simple, for Drummond Golf, a $50 voucher. Your picks just got to finish in front of Gowie's pick, so we'll get to that, because the John Deere Classic, I think they call it the Tractor Classic, don't they? They've got the little John Deere trucks on the tees, don't they, Gowie?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, out in Des Moines, out in the middle of you know, the cornfields and that sort of stuff. And this is a fun week for all the families. And when you go, this is a tough week to pick a player out because the depth is not there. We're only 2 weeks away from the Open Championships. So not all the great players, the really good players are playing. Interesting, defending champion Michael Kim has had a rest for last month. He missed 17 cuts in a row leading into his rest. And he's back this week as a defending champion. So that'll be an interesting one. We've got five Aussies in, and you'll see there's Stephen Allen, who's past Australian Open champion, who's been, you know, just doing it tough over there for the last 10 years in the US. He's Monday qualified, so fingers crossed, you know, at 46 years of age, Monday qualifying, he could do a Wolf and win this week.
I would have thought a lot of them would have played in this tournament.
Yeah, well, the schedule has changed this year. This was the week prior to the Open Championships. A lot have gone over the Scottish Open. You'll see Justin Thomas over there.
The Ireland Open too's on, isn't it? Is that right? Scottish Open.
Scottish Open.
Bowler's playing over there. Cooch's playing over there. Actually, I've had a sneaky bet on Matt Fitzpatrick over in the Scottish Open this week. McIlroy's back this week. So normally they do, Loz. They like to play leading into it. Then they get a private jet. Off they go to play the Open Championships. But this week, it's a pretty, well, I'm not going to say weak field, but not all the best players.
Yeah, still 150 blokes teeing it up trying to win. Gowie, let's go to Alan, who's on the line trying to beat you for the Drummond Golf voucher. G'day, Alan.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, who do you like in the John Deere Classic this weekend?
I was going to go Daniel Berger, but I'll go Matthew Wolf back to back.
Oh, the bloke with the funny swing. Matthew Wolf, back to back. Good on you, Alan. Big effort, isn't it, to roll an eagle putt in to win your first ever championship. Yeah. Gowie, how do you see Wolf going back to back?
Yeah, no, I liked it, Alan. I'll tell you what, you must be, you know, they've got a look at my notes overnight, because I picked Daniel Berger and I had Matthew Wolf in my top five.
There you go.
Confidence is everything in the game of golf, and there's no reason. This guy is just, he's got plenty of confidence. But I'm going Berger. Yeah, I'm not confident in anything here. I've gone Sean Stefani is a long shot at about 100-1. You know, all the Aussies, and as I've said in the past weeks, keep an eye on Curtis Luck and Ken Davis, because they've got to get on their bikes. There's only a few weeks or 6 weeks to go for them to keep the card to keep playing on the US Tour.
Good on you, Gowie. We know you're just about to go and set yourself alight on the ski fields there, so we'll let you go.
Thanks, fellas.